诗篇二十三篇里面有句话讲。
There is this passage in Psalm 23.
这是大卫讲的，我一生一世啊，有神的恩典。
And David said that all the days of my life I will have goodness and loving kindness.
一生一世的恩典呢，在他身上彰显出来。
And this will be a lifelong goodness and grace.
所以我们常常听到人说，人生最大的福气是什么呢？
And many people says, what is the greatest fortune in life?
不是你得着所有的东西。
It does not mean that you will possess everything.
乃是你认识耶稣基督。
But to know God.
接受耶稣就做你个人的救主。
And to accept Jesus as your personal.
心中满有喜乐平安。
And your heart will be filled with joy and peace.
满有盼望。
And full of hope.
但是很遗憾的是什么呢？
But what is pitiful?
有些人很多人。今天在折磨自己，你知道吗？
And people who are hardened themselves.
你跟他谈到信仰的时候啊，
And when we talk about faith,
应该谈福音的时候，
when we talk about gospel,
他们在怀疑，
And they have doubts,
他们在犹豫不决，
And they cannot decide,
不知道什么时候才应该相信耶稣基督，
And they cannot decide when and if to accept the Lord Jesus.
最后他下个结论说，等我老的时候才相信耶稣基督。
And some people decided that they will wait till they are older.
是不是有人说，等我剩下一口气的时候才来相信耶稣基督？
And some people may say, I will wait till my last breath.
你遇过这样的人吗？
Have you seen this kind of person?
我告诉你，我遇过这样的人。
I have.
剩下一口气的时候。
And those who are at their last breath.
如果你旁边那个人不是基督徒。
And if the person next to you is not a Christian.
而且他又不想向你这边传福音。
And he hasn't been shared the gospel.
连这口气的机会都没有了。
And sometimes that last breath
is does not have a chance. 就眼睁睁的这样离开了，对不对？
And they may leave
without knowing the Lord. 所以神给我们生命气息。
So God has given us life.
抓紧现在的时候，抓紧现在的时候，要抓紧时间。
You have to take the opportunity.
来认识耶稣基督。
To come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
你看见很多人因为相信耶稣基督。
Many people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
生命很大很大的改变。
And have a tremendous change in their lives.
他家里的人都感到这些这个孩子改变了。
And they could, you can see that life, how life has changed.
他妈妈的脾气改变了。
And even the bad-tempered mother will.
爸爸的不好的习惯也改变了。
And the bad practices of the dad may change.
啊。
And these are miraculous.
所以能够一首诗歌说奇异恩典何等甘甜，对不对
？And that is why it is that how sweet is this grace of God.
这首诗歌的作者就经历了很多的苦难。
The author of this hymn himself has gone through many trials.
有一天，神开他的眼睛。
But one day, God has opened his eyes.
让他认识耶稣基督。
And he came to know the Lord Jesus.
所以他就写了这首诗歌，说认啊，这个奇异恩典非常的甘甜。
And that is the true expression of the author's own experience.
今天我们特别讲到大卫的心里面，他说：“我一生一世啊。”神的恩典都与他同在。
So today we will study about the experience of David himself. Why he said that for all his life he has God's goodness and grace.
这是大卫真正的经历。
And this is David's personal experience.
如果你研究大卫整个生平里面，非常的丰富。
Now we know that throughout David's life he led a very rich and bountiful way of life.
今天我们是简单讲那几点就好了。
But we will focus on a few points.
第一点，他一个牧羊的人
First,
成为君王的恩典。
First, that he started as a shepherd and became a king.
你想想看，当时撒母耳奉神的命令到耶西的家去找人的时候啊。
So you will remember that the prophet Samuel went to the house of Jesse to look for David.
大卫有七个兄弟。
Now David had seven brothers and sisters.
都是非常强壮、非常有魄力的人。
And all his brothers were strong and very able.
连撒母耳到高邮带到那个这些人面前的时候，一定是他，一定是他，一定是他。
And when Samuel came to anoint a king, he thought it was one of the many.
神说不是他。不是他，不是他。
And he thought it was any one of the brothers, but then God told Samuel that it was not the one to be king.
圣经说，人只看外貌，神是看内心。
Because people look at the outward appearance, but God looks into the heart.
连撒母耳都认为说这几个男孩子够资格，从外表看是个做君王的材料，对不对？
And even Samuel thought from the outside that many of David's brothers were equally qualified.
但是神的心意并不是如此。
But God's desire was something else.
撒母耳就问耶西大卫的爸爸说：“你还有儿子吗？”
So Samuel came to Jesse and said, "Do you have any other son?"
耶西说：“我还有个小儿子在牧羊。”
And Jesse said, "I have one youngest that is still tending to the sheep."
撒母耳说：“赶快叫人打发那个小儿子大卫回来。”
So Samuel said, "Have someone summon." The little child, David, to come.
哇，大卫回到家的时候。
And so when David arrived home,
还是个少年人。
He was a youth at that time.
身体强壮，红脸蛮光。
And he was very healthy and strong.
神告诉他说，就是他。
And so God told Samuel,
所以神就接着撒母耳高大卫，未来要做王。
So God, through Samuel, anointed David as the next king.
这是神的恩典。
And that was God's grace.
我很多时候我们讲议定论的时候，你看到吗？记得吗？杨牧师讲议定论的时候。
And some people, and then we've heard also the doctrine of predetermination.
上帝选大卫，人家说这是议定论。
Because God has predestined to have chosen David.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹，义定论跟救恩没有关系啊。
But we have to be clear that the doctrine of predestination is not the same as salvation.
神学太深了，我有人讲，神拣选他是神的心意，对不对
？So let us not go too deep into theology, but the fact is, God has His desire.
神爱他，神拣选他，对不对
？And God lovedHim and so God selected him.
但是跟救恩没有关系，神要用他就是了，对不对？
God wanted to use him.
神拣选一个人是要服侍他。
Because God chose someone to serve him.
神拣选一个人是在岗位上来荣耀他。
So that this person may glorify God through his work.
跟救恩没有关系的。
This is not to do with salvation.
我们可以再谈哈。所以你看看，神真的爱大卫，拣选他做将来以色列君王。
So we could see that God really selected David to be king so that he could serve him.
大卫从来没有想到，对不对？
No, David had no clue.
一个牧羊的孩童将来会坐在以色列的宝座上做君王。
And how could a shepherd boy have thought that one day he would be king?
想不到啊。
Never thought of it.
你想想看，所以一句话讲，神所为我们预备的恩典救恩。是眼睛没有看到，耳朵没有听见，心里从来都想不到的。
So we could see here that the grace that God has prepared for us is something we haven't seen, something we haven't heard, and our hearts have never thought of.
这太奇妙，对不对
？It is just miraculous.
前圣诞节不久，你想到九十多岁老人家，他有一天会蒙恩得救，对不对
？Even we have experienced seeing.Folks who are in their late 90s and still saved by God's grace.
你看，有一天一个老人家跑到街上说：“哎，你来教堂啊！”他教堂上帝开他的心窍，他也相信了耶稣基督，对不对
？And there are people who, in their late years, have been invited to church, and from then on, they opened their hearts.
你看，人遇到困难的时候，他听诗歌，哎呀，解开他的结，他相信耶稣基督。
Or some people who are struggling with the challenges of life and suddenly opened their hearts.
很多人走投无路没有办法了，他回到神的面前。
Or some people maybe at their wit's end and find that there is no hope in life.
神为我们所预备，是我们眼睛真的没有看见，耳朵未曾想到，心里面从来都没有想过的事情。
But what God has prepared for us is something we haven't seen or heard or even expected.
这是好大的恩典。
So this is of great.Value.
你从来没有想到今天你会坐在这里，对不对
？Even we do not have, we wouldn't have thought that we would be here sitting today.
你从来没有想到说你会接受耶稣去做你个人救主。
And、maybe we wouldn't have imagined that we all have accepted Jesus.
这是上帝的恩典。
All these because
大卫从来没有想到他会做君王，对不对
？So David never thought he would be king one.
也许你从来没有想到你会成为上帝的儿女。
Or maybe we would never have thought we would be children of God.
如果大卫他不做君王，他做什么呢
？Now think about if David did not become king, what would he have been doing?
他充其量啊，最大充其量 是成为一个非常成功的一个牧羊人。
Now he could have become a very successful shepherd.
但是对神的国度有什么贡献呢？
But maybe not much value to the kingdom of God.
好像看起来跟神的国度完全拉不上关系。
Maybe no relationship at all to God's kingdom.
所以你发现神拣选大卫。
But here.God selected David.
耶稣基督的后裔是从大卫来的，看到吗？
And we know that the lineage of Jesus came from David.
太多了。
There are many such.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看吗？今天你成为上帝的儿女，吗？
So today, as we ponder upon ourselves that we are children of God,
这是上帝给我们丰盛的恩典。
First, it is because of the bountiful grace of God.
第二方面。
The second point.
在大卫成长的过程当中，在第二方面讲到他登基前。大卫虽然是被告作王，还没有正式登基作王，在登之前发生什么事情呢？
Now we will look at the period after David was anointed to be king, but he hasn't yet been enthroned as a king.
他虽然是作王，但是还没有登基。
But he hasn't taken as a king.
还是过老百姓的生活。
So he was living as an ordinary citizen.
过常人的生活。
Ordinary person.
照样牧羊，照样生活。
And he continued to live his life as a.
有一天他在看望他兄弟的时候啊。
So one day he saw his brothers.
因为另外一件事情发生了。
And one event happened.
他看到以色列人跟敌人骂阵啊，两个军队跟非利士人骂阵，骂来骂去啊。
And he saw that his people were quarreling with the Philistines.
他看到以色列人被非利士人欺负。
And that his people were treated badly by.
别人受不了，大卫真的是受不了。别人受得了，大卫受不了。
So other people took it as normal, but David could not stand the treatment.
后来大卫把这个巨人哥利亚打死之后，很多事情就发生了。
And so David killed the Philistines, and many events happened after that.
因为他们就有一个这些人大声喊：“哦，大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千”，引起扫罗的妒忌了。
So people started to say that David killed tens of thousands and Saul only thousands, and that caused a lot of jealousy.
从那个时候开始，大卫的生命呢，跟一个字很有关系，逃很有关系的。
So at that point, starting from that point, David's life he became a fugitive.
扫罗妒忌他。
Because Saul was envious.
扫罗要追杀他。
And Saul pursued to kill him.
这个王妒忌他，看到吗？
Saul the king was envious of David.
他知道将来自己没有保障，将来大卫会代替他做王。
Because Saul was afraid that David would overthrow Saul and become king.
要保住自己的王位，先把大卫除掉。
So Saul was trying to protect his own kingship.
这是扫罗。
To get rid of David.
这是扫罗大错特错啊！他不应该杀自己的人，对不对
？So Saul's greatest mistake was that he should not have killed his own.
从那个时刻开始，大卫经历他特别的人生。
So from that day on, David lived his life in an exemplary manner.
在这过程当中，上帝的恩典照样临到他的身上。
And throughout this stage, we could see God's grace.Upon his life.
你想想看，他投靠谁？人在苦难的时候，他投靠谁
？And we could see how during his time of fleeing from Saul, how David trusted the Lord.
他去投靠约拿单。
And he went to Jonathan.
是扫罗的儿子，他的好朋友。
Who was Saul's son, but David's good friend.
你知道他好朋友好到一个什么程度呢
？Now, how good was this friendship?
他告诉大卫，将来你做君王的时候，我就做宰相。
And he told David that one day when you're becoming king, I will be the prime minister.
生死之交，看到吗
？He was going to be friends till death.
好弟兄。
And a very trustworthy, sincere
很遗憾，就是约拿单没有这个机会。
But it was sad that Jonathan did not have the chance.
约拿单后来战死沙场啊。
Because he was killed in battle.
投靠约拿单，他以为会约拿单帮助吗？想不到扫罗更厉害，连他儿子。他都不客气的。
So David was trying to find protection in his friend Jonathan, but Jonathan fell victim to Saul's pursuit of David.
没有办法帮助他。
And Jonathan was not able to help David.
然后他就投靠谁？投靠撒母耳。 大先知撒母耳。
So the next person that David tried to take refuge in was the prophet Samuel.
也是没办法帮助他。
And even Samuel couldn't.
因为扫罗的权势太大了。
Because Saul's power was great.
后来他去找个大祭司亚比米勒，去投靠亚比米勒。
So later, David tried to go to the high priest Abimelech.
因为他肚子太饿了，你找到圣殿里面去找东西吃，知道吗？
And because he was too hungry, he went to the temple to get food.
结果反而害死了大祭司。
But that caused the death of this high priest.
扫罗一生气之下，把整个祭司城的祭司都杀死了。
And Saul killed all the high priests.
小孩也杀死了，小孩子。
And even the children he killed.
牛羊也杀死了。
And even the cattle he killed all the cattle.
所以可见的扫罗王非常气愤。
So we can see the extreme anger of Saul.
他为了大卫啊，真是所有东西都赶尽杀绝了。
And because of his pursuit of David, he killed so many things along the way.
最后大卫逃到什么地方呢？
So finally, where did David hide
himself? 他想到敌人的地方是最安全的地方。
And he thought the safest place will be the place of the enemy.
结果他就投靠腓力斯王。
So he went to the king of the Philistines.
结果腓力斯王也认出他了。
But the Philistines recognized him.
也不欢迎他。
And they did not welcome him.
结果大卫就装疯啊，一个正常人装疯是何等痛苦的事情。
So David pretended to be insane, and that was not easy.
所以你看他投靠约拿丹，啊。
So from the time he tried to hide.
投靠撒母耳。
And then with Samuel.
投靠大祭司亚比米勒
，and with Abimelech the high priest，
投靠腓力斯王
，and even the king of the Philistines，
这些都没有办法成功。
Nobody was successful in hiding.
唯一可以靠得住的，就是靠得住的，是要投靠神，对不对
？The only place that he finally found refuge and security.
大卫他醒悟过来了
，and so David came to realize，
当他最后投靠上帝的时候啊
，that finally when he trusted。And took refuge.
敌人也不要他了，腓力斯王也不要他了。
And the Philistines stopped pursuing him.
他就回到一个离开敌人一三天路程的自己的营地啊，那边有几百个人等住他。
So he finally fled to a place where there were people waiting for him.
想不到敌人报复大卫，把他整个营地都拆掉，都搬迁，老少都迁走，牲畜都迁走了。所以当大卫一批人到那他的营地的时候。空空的。
So when David and his people arrived at this place, it was already deserted.
哦，大卫哭啊，哭啊。
And so David,
跟随他的人也哭啊，哭啊。
And so David and his people all wept.
所有的都没有了。
Because there was nothing left.
是不是跟随他的人要用石头打死大卫？啊。
And people tried to stone David to death.
大卫这是怎么办呢
？And so David said,
投靠耶和华。
Once again, he took refuge in the Lord.
求靠耶和华。
And he sought The Lord.
在最艰苦、最困难的时候啊
，So at the most extreme trial of his life，
大卫回到头投靠耶和华。
David once again turned back to the Lord to take refuge。
在这样艰苦的环境当中，当大卫投靠神的时候，神迹出来了。
So at the moment when David was at his end and trusted the Lord, a miracle happened.
这些敌人啊，这些亚玛利人啊，把大卫那些家眷，他的同伴的家眷啊，财产啊，小孩子，通通都捉去了。圣经里面讲，他们没有杀一个人，没有杀一个人，没有杀一只羊。
So when the enemy, captured all of David's people and their families and their possession, but they did not kill any one of them.
结果大卫带领他的勇士。把这些人都救回来了，没有死一个人。
And so David took some of his strong men to rescue all his people, and there was not one that died.
这个恩典算大不大
？So you can imagine how great this grace.
好大的恩典。
And it was a very.
不然全部都没有了，但是上帝怜悯他，一个都不损失，全部又回来了，看到吗
？So at the point when David seemed to have lost everything.
这是大卫
recovered them all.
这是大卫登基之前的一个大的恩典。
So this is a great grace that was displayed on David at the time just before he became king.
我再讲一个他登基之后的一个更大的恩典。
So we will see another example of God's grace on David's life after he became king.
因为大卫的家庭太复杂了。
Because there was so much complexity in his life.
所以家庭里面很多事情发生。
So many things have happened.
他的儿子亚撒龙背叛他。
So David's own son Absalom betrayed him.
夺取他的位置。
Because Absalom wanted to take over the throne.
你看亚撒龙暗中招兵买马。
So Absalom secretly gathered a group of people.
把大卫从王朝里面从耶路撒冷赶到耶路撒冷之外。
And led David from Jerusalem to outside Jerusalem.
亚撒龙他的儿子把他的父亲大卫赶从宝座上赶下来。
Because Absalom, David's son, forced David out of his throne.
那是个好大的羞辱，对不对？
You can imagine such disgrace on David.
当然，大卫知道亚撒龙不是他的对手，不是大卫的对手。
So when David realized that Absalom is not his match,
反攻耶路撒冷的时候啊，要攻打耶路撒冷，攻打这个亚撒龙的时候，
when they were about to attack Absalom.
他特别交代说不要伤害亚撒龙。
And he left word with his people that they are not to kill Absalom.
结果经过奇妙的安排，最后亚撒龙被打败了。
But through some God's miraculous intervention, Absalom's people were defeated.
但是重新坐上他的王位。
And so David continued to occupy the throne as king.
这是登基之后的其中一个恩典而已。
So this is one of the many miracles of God's grace. During David's reign, and many such examples.
所以当大卫晚年的时候，
so in his late years,
他写诗篇二十三篇的时候，
David wrote Psalm 23.
我一生一世必有神的恩典。
And so he said, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life."
和恩典随着我啊。
Goodness and mercy.
直到永远。
Forever.
好，非常好，对不对啊？
So that was David's beautiful psalm.
而且大卫亲自作见证说，我以前年幼啊，现在年老，从来没有看见敬畏神的人的后裔逃亡啊。
So David said, since his youth until his late years, he hasn't seen anyone who God has forsaken, anyone who follows the Lord. Fears God.
你看见吗？今天我们可以回想一下，从年幼到年老，神的恩典很丰富的临到我们身上。虽然现在你年轻，可能现在年老，对，你回想一下，神的恩典会临到你的身上。
So you can reflect on from your youth till your older years how God's faithfulness and grace continues to follow.
有一天我在超市买东西的时候啊，
As I was shopping in the supermarket,
因为那个超市刚刚新的开始，很多人啊。
There's a new supermarket with lots of people.
到我的时候，那个卖的时候，这个东西是谁的呢？
And one of the store clerks said, "Who do these things belong to?"
旁边那个女士说，指着我说，是这位老先生的。
And there was a lady standing next and said, "This belongs to this." Elderly gentleman.
哎呀，想不到他叫我老先生了。
So it was.
哎呀，我心里面有点真的有点不太舒服。
She was referring to me as the elderly gentleman.
我说你看我很老吗
？So do you think I'm old?
哎，对不起，对不起，先生叫错了，叫错了。
So the lady apologized.
哎呀，从年轻到年老，很快就过去，看到吗？对不对？
弟兄
姊妹，你不要笑啊！有一天有人告诉你你是老先生的时候，恐怕你要就是要学习接受了，对不对？老先生、老阿姨，对不对哈
？So do not be surprised because time passes quickly that you will be addressed as the elderly person.
大卫做的见证非常好，从年轻到年老，神的恩典在他身上彰显出来。
But we could see how God's grace continued on David's life from his youth to his older years.
我相信大卫讲的话，也是我们值得我们思想。一生一世都有神的恩典，你也走在神的道路当中啊。
So David's words are worth for us pondering how we too should dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
不，虽然有难处，
even when there is difficulty,
虽然有考验，
even when there is trials,
但是这过程当中都磨练我们的信心。
But throughout this journey is a discipline of our faith.
但神的恩典总不会离开我们。
Because God's grace will never depart from our lives.
我想不单是大卫先生，圣经里面很多，甚至我们现在都可以做见说，神的恩典一生一世随着我们。
And not just on David's life, but we can all attest that God's grace always is on our lives.
我们应该好敬畏神，对不对？
And let us fear the Lord with our hearts.
去爱他，去服侍他。
And to love Him.And to serve him. Let us bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, encouraged and strengthened by how your grace and your love has been displayed in all of our lives, and how you have given us David's life as an example, and how we can learn from him that even when our circumstances are dire and seems to be hopeless at times, that we know, Lord, that it is when we turn to you that your miracles happen in our lives, and that when we turn to you totally in submission, that we can see, Lord, your grace magnified in our lives and magnified to touch our own hearts and touch those around us, and that to give you all the glory. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们上。